We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:44, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Tuesday, May 26th, the day after the Memorial Day weekend. Today is going to be hot. Summertime, 60% chance for heavy rain and some storms. Tomorrow, pretty much same thing. Thursday, a 30% chance for showers. You know, it's the time of year. Other than anything tropical, I think there might be some minor differences, but it's going to be hot and humid with a chance for rain pretty much every day. We're talking about the COVID-19 and the economic aspects, as we do most mornings. And Cynthia Lee Shang joins us, president of Jefferson Parish. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine.
All right. Tell me about Memorial Day weekend in Jefferson Parish. Did you see anything? I don't think there was anything along the lines of Lake of the Ozarks or any kind of thing like that. I know Grand Isle was pretty busy, but was everybody maintaining their distance for the most part?
I think so, Tommy. I mean, we were, you know, again, this is a time for first. We did a Memorial Day virtual ceremony, so we did not have, you know, an outdoor ceremony for that, which we would usually do to mark the holiday. But I drove around a lot. I didn't see anything out of the ordinary. Certainly Grand Isle, I spoke to the mayor, Mayor Carmodel down there. It was very crowded in Grand Isle. I think people just have been cooped up for a long time and wanted to get out and get to the beach. You know, unfortunately there was a tragedy down there with somebody drowning. But, you know, I think in this area, in the greater New Orleans area, you know, people were certainly, I went to the levee, people were out at the levee, but I think people were very socially distanced. I saw a family looking like they had a picnic. It was about, you know, a group of people, but they even were sitting separate. They had umbrellas out, and it was kind of a nice scene. A lot of people out there, but I think in their family unit. And I think a lot of people, some of my friends are still kind of in the stay-in-home mode, you know, maybe going out and picking up food in the restaurants and still getting essentials. But I think quite a bit of people in the community are still not looking to do social activities yet. You know, maybe shopping more, picking up food more, going to eat more, but kind of still staying away from anything that they perceive to be more of a crowd. Certainly my friends are still in that mode.
What about the parish president?
Well, I have to admit, I slept a lot. I streamed a lot of movies. You know, I was the holiday to just try to catch up on some much needed rest. And
I'm sorry, I'm not trying to pry into your personal life. I mean more along the lines of, and I slept a lot too, because it, you know, that's what we do. Anyway, when you do this kind of thing, you need to get away, and occasionally you just need to sleep.
Yeah, we're on the front line. Yeah.
Not you, me, so much. Anyway, let's just keep moving. So when it comes to being out in public, have you gone out to eat in a restaurant, you and your family? Have you thought about it? Would you be comfortable doing that?
I personally have not. Do I think I would? Well, yeah, I think I would be comfortable if I had just, you know, a few of us at a table. I certainly would. I'm still, just because I think it's more, I'm working a lot still. I'm very, very busy, so I'm still, but I pick up a lot. I mean, from my personal life, I've always said, I think I'm spending more at the restaurants now than I ever had before. But I'm just not in that mode yet. It's still very busy. You know, there's a legislative session. We're still running, you know, our councils are still having meetings. So my work is just very busy. So I'm just haven't had the time yet to have a social activity, really. But I certainly would if the restaurant wasn't crowded, if tables were spread out, which I'm seeing everybody complying with that in a very good fashion. I'm seeing a lot of restaurants putting a lot of tables if their property can fit it outside. I'd be certainly very comfortable doing that. So, you know, I think people are really abiding by it, and we're unfortunately doing what we have to do, which is learning to align ourselves with the notion that this virus is going to be here, still living in our community, and how do we move on with it, and how do we live with the virus still being present here? It's still around. I mean, I know people who they were careful and are coming up positive. So, you know, it's sort of a mystery, you know. We're all still, everybody we've known this virus has been here since March, and people are still getting it. So, and we know people are being careful. So it is contagious and it's still here. And certainly, you know, my mom is older. And I think for me, that's always in my head. I cannot get it and, you know, expose my mom more. So, I mean, we all have our different risk factors that we think about. And for me, it's about my mom. And I can't bring this home to my mom. That's what I think, you know. Mm-hmm. And I won't be able to see my mom if I get it, you know, for a long time. So that's what's on my mind. So I'm just very cautious because I do have to be out a lot. But I think everybody has their different their risk factors. You know, some people just aren't as worried about it. But, you know, I mean, the death rate is much higher in the older age groups, right? So it's a different disease. Your survival rate is different if you're in your 30s and 40s than it is if you're near 70. So I guess that's always on my mind.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'd like to know what you're hearing from business people. And you mentioned in Parrish about operating under phase one. Is it profitable? Are people venturing out? And do they feel comfortable enough? Because there are so many different facets to this. What about phase two? And in terms of the legislature, SB 359, I keep confusing the numbers, but I think that's what it is. In terms of parishes and $100 million, Jefferson Parish was just about ready to get. We'll see what the situation is with that. 7:50, 10 till 8, here now, WWL First News. It is 7:55, 5 till 8, Tommy Tucker, Tuesday, May 26th. WWL, and our WWL Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll is asking you, if the Republican National Convention is moved, would you want it to come to New Orleans? Because the president's making some rumblings, if you will, having some concerns about the Democratic governor of North Carolina and some of the protocols in terms of COVID-19. As it stands now, 58% are saying yes, but 40% are saying no. Well, the remainder, and that surprises me, because I thought it would be overwhelmingly yes. We're talking to Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang, and going along with that poll, and then somebody texted this in. I'd like to get your response to it. Is it all right to call you Cynthia?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely.
It is your name. All right. So I Cynthia, prefer somebody
that,
says,
yeah.
I went to Pensacola over the weekend. Everything was open, restaurants and bars full. No panic. No one sick. It was very refreshing. Thinking of going back this weekend to spend my dollars, not like I can do it here. Well, first of all, you don't really know who was sick and who wasn't, because you can be carrying this thing and not know about it. And along those lines, Cynthia, going to the Republican National Convention, something like that coming here, in terms of people going to Pensacola, Mississippi, intermingling with other people from other areas and coming back here, does that concern you greatly?
It does concern me to an extent that, you know, we were one of the first areas that we were the hottest, very hot area, just actually at when we were at our peak. I think we were just following New York. So we were leading the country per capita basis, of course. And so I feel like we're on the downward side. Certainly we've plateaued at a lower level. It's still here, but I think our 5-day average in Jefferson Parish is about 38 cases. You know, going from when our highest was 745 cases a day, right? So, and then I just, you know, I try to keep up a little bit with what's going on around other states in the country, but it's just that other states might be growing. So I hate, you know, a lot of mix, because I know we're on the downside of this, and, you know, you're just concerned about the travel. I mean, like I say, you know, people didn't want us going to their states. And sometimes I feel like some of these other states, I don't want them coming here now. I hate to say it that way, but we've been through our share already. And So I think, you know, people in Florida and people in other states have a different view. They did not have the death rates that we had. They did not have this as the hot spot leading the country. We're still, Jefferson Parish is still in the top 50 counties, you know, we're parishes, but counties in the country. We're still listed as that. We've fallen, but we're still in top 50 with the numbers that we have. So, you know, there's concern. There's a concern about that when people travel. Because I'd like us to get a little bit further on before that just opens up a lot, because I know in surrounding states, I believe the virus is still growing. And if they have that attitude in those states, you know, I think they might have a little bit more to come ahead, whereas I feel like we've sort of paid our dues. We've certainly had our losses. We've been in a different place mentally because of, you know, so many of us have lost people that we know. So I think we're being very careful. I think we've done it well. We've done it right. There's a little reluctance I have in my mind about a lot of mixing of people from different states right now. So
very quickly, 30 seconds, yeah. SB 359, in terms of Jefferson Parish, $100 million settlement money. We talked to Scott Walker last week. Where do you see this headed?
Well, that's a vote that we're scheduled to, you know, they're scheduled to take on tomorrow. Very bad for our parish. You know, we're in this litigation. We need our coastal resources. We need to start repairing the work that the damage that's been done. And this was our way to do it. You know, we certainly support the oil companies, but we just have to face it. You know, there needs to be some help in trying to restore our coast and fix prior damage. And, you know, unfortunately, loss is the way you go do it. We're not giving up. No. We're not giving up.
Thank you, Cynthia. I appreciate your
time. Thank you, Tommy.
Cynthia Lee.
Thank you.
You bet. Cynthia Lee Sheng, president of Jefferson Parish. Taking a break, coming back, and we will
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.